Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Come fly with me. Let's
welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My goodness, it's February. We're already into the second month of 2016. Who can believe that? I mean, I can't believe that. It's just, I don't know what happened to last year. I'm not dying for it to come back, you understand. I like moving forward, but nonetheless, it's things could slow down a bit for me. Wouldn't be all bad. I have so much to share with you today, and I hope you stay with us. If for some reason you have to leave us before this three-hour show is over, know that you can find us online. You can go to sabrams, sabrams.com. You can go to travelers411.com. You'll find every show streams simulcast. While we're on broadcasting live, you can click through and hear us going at it. Every show is archived. Forever and ever. Every show is podcast for a year, and that's downloadable, and you can sign up for a free subscription. Then you can download whatever and take us with you wherever you're going, which I have to tell you is a really good thing, because sometimes you get into places where what you would love to hear is not on your radio. So it's kind of nice, you know, for hanging out in an airport or being in a plane or under a palm tree or wherever you're heading, even in your kitchen, keeping you company. So I've got all kinds of things I need to catch up with you on later today. We need to talk a bit about this mosquito story. Heard about that mosquito in South America and other places? There was just a first case in the U.S. I think there were three first cases. This is not a pretty story. And so we really should talk about that. I'm going to talk with you today about places where you don't have to worry about mosquitoes. Yes. And or anything else for that matter, because I have to tell you, check your worries at the door when you leave your house and head for the airport, as I threaten to do every time something bothers me and I look at my husband and say, if you don't see me around, and you look in the drawer where I keep our passports, and my passport is gone, look for me in Ireland, because that's where I'm going to be. And I'm already plotting the next trip, and I hope I can put it together, because I am doing penance at the moment. I have promised myself I will not go back to Ireland until my book is well into the publication process, the one called 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland. And I have to tell you, it's so much more complicated to write than it was to write my novel, Rumors, which continues to get the most outstanding reviews. So please, people, go to your online bookseller, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whoever. It's an ebook. It's in print. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Everybody loves it. I know you will. But it's easier. You don't have to write a table of contents, and you don't have to cross-reference everything into an index. And there's, you know, you don't have 1,000 pictures that you want to put in, and your editor keeps saying, take this one out and take that one out. And it's like, no, you are not killing my baby. So this has really been a chore. But I want to get it done. And then I'm going to go to Ireland, and I'm going to, so many of my friends in tourism in Ireland have offered to do a local book launch of 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland and invite all kinds of people to come over and whatever. It's a very special book, and it's very special because I have actually, I haven't really read, I've more like scanned every book on every travel guide on the market for Ireland, and mine is, you know, I'm always the one picketing the fence, sticking out sideways. You know that. I don't stand up straight with all the other pickets. I'm sort of off askewed. Yeah, it's a very, very different kind of a guide that will give you insights into places, many of which, the preponderance of which, aren't even mentioned in other people's travel guides. And I didn't really understand why. Why these wonderful places just don't show up in travel guidebooks. And the places that do show up, some of them, I mean, I'm sure they do a nice job for the people who come and stay, but they're not on my hit parade. And I mentioned that to my good friend Joe O'Flynn, whose family owns and operates Rasella Country House in Dunlavin in County Wicklow, Ireland, about 40 minutes from Dublin and Dublin Airport. And he said to me, I said, why does your place hardly ever show up in a travel guide? Practically never. I think out of the 15 guides that were in the major bookstore where I sat for hours scanning guides, I think they showed up in one, maybe two. They should be in every one. At top of the list for their county. And he said to me, like I was four and deserved to be punished for stupidity, Stephanie. Don't you understand how this works? People pay to get in the book, and if you don't pay, you're not in. And I said, oh, I would never think of doing that. Not because I'm not a good businesswoman, but because the people who follow me on air and online at sabrams.com and travelers411.com deserve the best information about how to travel richly. And how to travel richly without breaking the bank, by the way. So, I mean, I just find the whole thing unconscionable. And I have read things in travel books that I know the people whose name appears on the cover have never been to that place, or they never could have said the things that were written about it. Because they kind of just missed the whole story. So I want to take you off to a place that I know and love. And, you know, it's another family-run, family-managed hotel in County Galway, Ireland, just steps outside of the thick of things in Galway town. That every time I go there, I am amazed. I don't know how these people make money, honestly, because it is clear they are always plowing it back into the customer, visitor, guest experience. A place just always, it just gets better all the time. And that's not cheap, folks. It's very expensive to keep up with and keep restored and yet modernized so that you capture and keep the history without subjugating the current and what people expect in modern times. So on our visit, heading home, actually, we were on our way to County Clare, leaving County Galway, and I just couldn't leave the area without stopping in to visit with John Ryan at the Ardalan, a darling place to stay, with wonderful food, by the way, and charming places to either have a bite or fine dining within the hotel without ever having to walk outside. And we didn't have much time to chat because there was a huge crowd there at the hotel that day. And I said, John, when I get home, come on the air with me. So I'm home, and John's on the line live from Galway, and we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Call 888-266-1200 to request a brochure or visit Tanglewood.org for the season schedule or to buy tickets. Tanglewood, the celebrated summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts, is open for 10 weeks in the summer. In addition to classical music, Tanglewood is host to several popular artist shows, the Boston Pops, and jazz performances.
Let grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough for the final stuff that's made near Galway Bay. And policemen all
I am
from
delighted Dunico, to have on the line with me, live from County Galway, John Ardlin, who I met. John, what did I say? And it's not John Ardlin, it's John Ryan. It might as well be John Ardlin. He lives, eats, drinks, breathes the place. Hi, John. You know, I met John Ryan. Not John Ardlin. John Ardlin Ryan. I met him this month, February 2002. 14 years this month, John, that we met. And we met at a Tourism Ireland road show in Saddle River, New Jersey. Do you remember that?
I do, of course. Absolutely.
And,
how would I forget?
And I, you know how many people I met at that road show that, I'm not only just in touch with, I walk around with their cell phone in my mobile phone. Their phone number is stored. I met Dr. Tim Campbell from the St. Patrick Center. John Hare, whose last name I never pronounced correctly, from Drumoland Castle. Joe O'Flynn from Rathsalla Country House. And about a dozen other people that were at that huge roadshow of people who came in from Ireland with Tourism Ireland visiting around the nation. And we've been buddies ever since. So it's grand to still have you in my life.
It was lovely to see you there, you and Mark, recently, too.
I want to talk with you in depth about some of the things I saw on the special site inspection. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and dive in to what the Ardlin is and why I love it, John. So stay with me. We'll be right back, people.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit Tanglewood.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present A Season of Stars, May 6th through June 18th at Symphony Hall in Boston. Highlights include film nights with John Williams, classic rock from the Beatles to Led Zeppelin, the best of Broadway, and Pops on Demand, where you and the audience pick your Boston Pops favorites. Also, special guest stars Seth MacFarlane, Mandy Patinkin, the stars of Dancing with the Stars, the classic film Raiders of the Lost Ark, complete with live Boston Pops accompaniment and more. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org, sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me John Ryan, who, in a Freudian slip, I call John Ardlin. And he might as well be John Ardlin, because I think that the Ardlin Hotel in County Galway, Ireland, is probably embedded in his DNA. John is the proprietor and managing director of the Ardlin in a section of Galway called Taylor Hill. It's kind of a little residential, suburban feeling kind of place. And there are many of them that just nestle around Galway town. and you're literally minutes away. But when you pull into the little road that you enter, the little drive that you enter, and you park your car, you feel like you're in a little, I don't know, a little place in the woods. It feels very secluded. And you really don't feel like you're near any population of anybody at all, which is awfully nice. And then you enter, and it's like a fairy tale cottage, only it's huge. And it's huge. How many accommodations are there at the Ardlan, John?
Hi, Steph. Yeah, we have 123 bedrooms.
So what's the total capacity in terms of, you know, sleeping occupancy?
If we had a bed and every pillow, we could sleep 272 people.
You don't feel that when you arrive. You feel you're entering a wee little cottage.
You know, the way it was built, because, I mean, my mom and dad, Paddy and Breda Ryan, started this hotel back in 1962, St. Patrick's Day, 1962, actually. So it was an 18-bedroom hotel then. Back in the great old days when not every bedroom had its own bathroom. Bathrooms were shared, and things like automatic en suites were a real luxury. But over the years, we've grown up, and I suppose we've built bits here and bits there, and it's kind of grown organically. So you don't really see that we have that many, because every corner you go around, there's nooks and crannies, and we've managed to keep the old world, you know, the original house. You know, that feel of the house, that's, you know, that it's, you know, it's got its drawing rooms, it's got the classical dining room, it's got the beautiful stairs, you know, the big walls, the open spaces. So it's still got that very relaxed feeling about it.
And lots of gorgeous woodwork.
Absolutely. And I suppose when we've done over the years, when people have said to us, oh, you know, don't change too much, the best compliment that people can say to us, you know, you've grown and you've expanded, but you haven't changed the feel, you know, that comfortable, relaxed, warm feel.
And you have hit the nail on the head, because I'm sure you know restaurants as I do in so many different places, not only in the U.S. but worldwide, where the restaurant was very, very popular. You couldn't get in there. It was packed all the time. You know, as soon as the table was empty, there was another group of people, or, you know, individuals to take that table, and the people then bought the place next door, broke out the wall, added a lot of space, and it lost all its charm, and people stopped going there. Food didn't change. Ownership, chef didn't change, but the atmosphere so dramatically changed that it was no longer this adorable place that you wanted to go to.
Yeah, and that's what has always been our goal, is to keep that relaxed and that very warm welcome, that hello. You're welcome back, and you said earlier, but you referred to me as John Ardlan, you know, in a funny way.
Yeah.
You know, that's in many ways what I am, you know.
Well, there's no question
even when
about
I'm walking down the street in Galway, people say, that's the fella, that's the Ardlan fella, you know.
You gotta love it. And I have to tell you, you have the loveliest staff.
They're great. They are fantastic.
They really are. They are.
Yeah.
Give them all a raise, John. They are.
Absolutely.
Tell them, you know, tell them they can come to me. I'll be the negotiator.
Yeah.
They are such a wonderful extension and representation of everything that the Ardlan is. They're warm and they're friendly, and they make you feel at home immediately. And, you know, you don't get that in every hotel. You're lucky in many places. I mean, Ireland's a little different to begin with, because it seems to come naturally to the people. But there are places in the world I have checked into, and the person checking me in never even looked up from their paperwork or their computer that they were working on. I mean, you know, they've got my name in front of them and they can't use it. I just don't get it. But we're gonna take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to have a long segment where we can really dive in to talk about not only the interior things I saw that were just wonderful that you're doing, but your gardens. Imagine, you're right there, steps from the city of downtown Galway, and you've got these gorgeous gardens. Stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
We'll sit and watch the moon rise over Clather and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to trout stream. The women in the meadows making hay. And to sit beside a
Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present A Season of Stars, May 6th through June 18th at Symphony Hall in Boston. Highlights include film nights with John Williams, classic rock from the Beatles to Led Zeppelin, the best of Broadway, and Pops on Demand, where you and the audience pick your Boston Pops favorites. Also, special guest stars Seth MacFarlane, Mandy Patinkin, the stars of Dancing with the Stars, the classic film Raiders of the Lost Ark, complete with live Boston Pops accompaniment and more. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investment.
Ireland invites you to the Epic Bee in Bridgeford. New to Bee in Bridgeford? Brace yourself. After a night at a Galway B&B, you head to the Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Crossing the 75-foot chasm urges you to return to solid ground, setting out to Waterford, home of the famous crystal. Careful, though. This town has a tradition of you break it, you buy it. B&B, Rope Bridge, Waterford.
Oops.
Bee in Bridgeford, only in Ireland. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure and privilege of sharing my good friend John Ryan with you. John is the proprietor and managing director of the family-founded, family-run, family-operated and managed Ardalan Hotel in Galway, County Galway, in a section of, it's kind of like a suburb, if there was such a thing. You know, we think of suburbs as you drive for a half an hour to an hour outside of a city and you arrive at a community. But, I mean, this is, you know, one little residential neighborhood, really, after another that surround Galway Town. And Galway Town basically has three sides because the fourth side abuts Galway Bay. So this is a place, yeah, fairy tale people. And if you're thinking about a destination wedding, think about the Ardalan. It has one of those storybook settings that will make for the loveliest memories in your wedding album. You do a lot of weddings, don't you?
We do, yeah, especially in the summer months. You know, we've got, I mean, our gardens, you can only imagine the gardens full of people sipping champagne in the maybe not so balmy weather of Ireland, but they do it anyway. But we do a lot of weddings right through. Our first wedding now is Valentine's weekend, which is
far away.
And it goes on from there. Yeah, we have a very, very popular, we're a very popular wedding destination.
Let's first talk a little bit about the gardens, because I always enjoyed the garden areas that wrap around behind and beside the Ardalan mm-hmm. Hotel. But you've manicured more of it. It seems to have expanded some.
Well, what we've done is that, it's almost like an oasis. You know, people come into the hotel and they see that, and then they come up to me and they go, wow, we never, you know, this is fantastic. Somewhere we can sit out and even have a cheer or a coffee. And it's because it's surrounded by the woodland, you know, it's a sun trap. It can be very warm. The wind is kept away. But last year, we actually, behind our big old our walled garden, we've put in a new herb garden. Beautiful steps and areas where people can have their photographs taken, or they can sit down and relax and have a book. Or read a book. You'd be in an area you'd think was, you know,
out in the country somewhere.
Middle of a wilderness.
Right, out in the country somewhere. Well, you know, yeah. I love that. Because after a full day of sightseeing and shopping, maybe people are playing golf or they're in some other, you know, soft adventure, you know, in Connemara, which is, you know, a hop and a jump down the road. When you come back in the evening, there's something nice about stepping into a place that feels like it's in the wilderness, and yet it's in the middle of everything.
It's quiet, and it's you know, even though it's right beside Galway City and all the action, it's actually in a little tranquil oasis of its own, you know, and it's just quiet. You don't hear cars going by. You don't hear the high street bustle. And yet, you know, we have all the facilities, the great food, the good bar, where you can sit and relax. Or you're just around the corner from the hustle and bustle of what a great place Galway City is. It's a really active, enjoyable place to spend some time in, you know.
Well, I have to tell you, when we rent our dually car rental, it always comes equipped in the little side pocket of the drivers and the passenger door, one or the other or both, you're going to find a very good map of Ireland. And for years, we have navigated around Ireland, having at this point, my husband informs me, driven, hold on, is it 60 or 65? 65,000 miles in Ireland. Now, Ireland, people, is about the size that if you had, I guess if you were Donald Trump, you could carpet Ireland without too much expense. It's not a very big place, but there are lots of country roads, and we do so much zigging and zagging about and doing 2 to 4 trips a year that we have actually come to 65,000 miles driving Ireland. Well, about a year or two ago, my husband decided to invest in a GPS system, because when you rent a GPS for a car rental, whether you're in the States or you're abroad, it's going to cost you somewhere between $10 and $20 a day, depending on the car rental company. So if you're going to use it more than a time or two, it pays to buy one. And he bought a very good one that's good not only in the U.S. but internationally. And it's wonderful and it does a great job. However, I need you to contact these people, because the problem I have now is that my husband wants to rely on Garmin, this wonderful piece of equipment, yep. this GPS equipment, and doesn't want to hear when I tell him, and especially when you get into places like Galway, I know how to get to your hotel blindfolded. So I don't need a map, and I don't need Garmin, and I don't need this voice coming on to tell us what to do in 200 feet. And nonetheless, he decided he's putting it on. And you know what it did? It had us make a left turn into a little community, into a cul-de-sac of a little community on a street that's called the Nurseries. Now, because of that wonderful adventure, I got to meet Niall Keating and his spaniel, his Springer Spaniel, Molly. And people, watch my blog, and you're going to see pictures of Molly and Niall Keating, who happen to be people who know you and you know. But he said, that's right. He said they are forever directing people out of that street back to the road and to make a left up Taylor Hill to there you are and just pull in. But that Garmin is sending people into the nursery. So you got to get to these people and tell them to correct this error.
You know, it's funny, Niall and Grace, his wife got married here.
Did they?
New Year's Eve, maybe 12, 13 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic couple. And since that, and you told me that story, I'm standing at my front door of my house, and I see this Springer Spaniel called, just running in my front gate. And I'm looking at this dog, and who arrives walking in behind him? Except for Niall. I meet him and I go, did you meet an American lady called Stephanie? And he goes, how did you know that? You know, I said, I know, she told me, she came up to me, and oh yeah, that's right, she was looking for the Ireland. So there, that's the type of place Galway is. You know, it's a real intimate type of place where people know everybody and talk and chat and enjoy themselves.
Well, yeah, but you know, there is an Irish mentality that I really enjoy and appreciate that is very outgoing. My friend John Madden, who owns the Templegate Hotel, whose son Paul Madden now pretty much runs it, and John, the dad, drops in to make sure it's all going as smooth as he'd like it to be. Said to me years ago, you know, Stephanie, I think we're just all nosy, but I like to say we're curious.
Yeah,
but you know, I have to tell you, if 4 cars in a week drove into some cul-de-sac and asked the people who live there how to get to the Ardlin, we're not like that in America. Well, maybe, I don't know. There are southern communities where everybody's real outgoing and friendly. But if you live in the Northeast, there's going to come a point where they're going to put up big signs that say, do not drive in here for any reason other than to visit somebody who lives here, because we don't want to see you at all.
Just meeting people.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what – I just wish we would all catch the Irish spirit of – being friendlier to strangers and having a sense of humor about things. And the end result is I got to meet the nicest man and his sweetest dog. He
absolutely
actually had
lovely
two.
People.
He had two dogs. I hate to really ignore the other, but I'm we're sports animal people, you know, fluffy dogs with fluffy ears and fluffy bodies. And yes. This one was a Springer, so I mean, how could I not love it at once? And we used to have a Springer named Molly, rest her soul. A sweet little doggie she was. One of these days, I'm getting Maggie McGee, our Springer Spaniel, through the pet scheme process so that when we land in Ireland, she doesn't have to go into quarantine and you just come right in with your dog. And I've written about that at my blog, people, so go check out the pet scheme. That's what they call it. And you can get your dog all sorted out. And you'll know, John, that when I arrive with Maggie McGee, I ain't going back. I'll be there for good. I'll be moving in on you. So let's talk a bit about the things that you have done, because I want to tell you, when I was given the grand tour of what's new and happening at the Ardland, when you were so, you know, busy with the group that was there that day.
Yep.
And she did a fabulous job, by the way.
Lovely girl.
Do you know it was over an hour?
You were walking around.
We walked around for over an hour, not because she was dawdling about, but because there was so much to see, and she had so much to tell us, and I had so many questions, and we really got the intensive tour. And I want to share with you what we did when we finished, right after these important messages. Stay with me, everybody. I'm talking with John Ryan, also known as Mr. Ardland, the proprietor and managing director of the family-managed Ardland Hotel in County Galway, Ireland. Don't leave me.
I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Biz Talk Radio.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelson's and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present A Season of Stars, May 6th through June 18th at Symphony Hall in Boston. Highlights include film nights with John Williams, classic rock from the Beatles to Led Zeppelin, the best of Broadway, and Pops on Demand, where you and the audience pick your Boston Pops favorites. Also, special guest stars Seth MacFarlane, Mandy Patinkin, the stars of Dancing with the Stars, the classic film Raiders of the Lost Ark, complete with live Boston Pops accompaniment and more. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org, sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have John Ryan on the phone with me. He is the proprietor and managing director and chief cook and bottle washer and overseeing everything at the Ardlan Hotel in County Galway, Ireland. And I was telling you, John, that after Orla took us on a site inspection of the hotel, which we've stayed in many times, but you've done so much hither and yon within the facilities and out in the gardens, it took over an hour for us to go through everything that we needed to see. And what a grand job you've done. And then we had to get on the road to go to County Clare because we were going to overnight and then fly from Shannon Airport back to Boston. And So we thought it'd probably be a good idea if we stopped and had a bite before we hit the road, and that way we wouldn't have to stop along the way. Well, we went into Blazer's Bar and Bistro. And I have to tell you that it reminded me of some of the very charming, very upscale kinds of places I used to go with my mother in New York City. For my listeners who can remember Schraft's on 34th Street, it had an upstairs. This doesn't have an upstairs, but it has like a balconied area that's like four or five steps up. And then it's got another place around the back that's a few steps up. And then you've got the big long bar area. But there's all this woodworking and all this wrought iron railing work and whatever that reminded me of Schraft's 34th Street in New York City in Manhattan. But it's smaller than that. But nonetheless, it just brought to mind that wonderful, almost like a French cafe, if you will. I mean, it wasn't your typical pub kind of experience. There was just this extra little sense of chic elegance in the most relaxed setting, and I loved it. And the food was great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was very cool. Has that been changed at all? Because I don't remember it being exactly like that the last time we were there, but maybe that's my memory.
No, we kind of extended a little bit around the back of the bar, and we redecorated it.
So I didn't lose my last marble.
No, not at all. And it's very popular locally, and we get a lot of local customers coming in, very loyal local trade, that come in and drink and eat with us, you know. But we changed our menus fully once a quarter, and we've always got something new going on in there. And because it's locally local produced produce, people like that very, very much.
Oh, indeed. I was very interested in noting that you had mentioned to me you have so many repeat visitors who come from the U.S.
Yeah, it's astonishing, really. I mean, we've got a very, very strong American U.S. market. I mean, personally, we've a huge family relationship with in New York and in New Jersey and Philadelphia and those areas. But we get so many return or repeat customers coming back to us year after year. And not only that, what's even gives us more pleasure is that the recommendations, people coming on recommendations from people who have stayed here, and many, many people get in contact with us and say, you know, they enjoyed it so much. So I'd just like to thank all our very loyal and great Eastern Seaboard customers, really, who are your listeners as well, for being coming to Yardon and spending time with us. It's very much appreciated.
Well, I'm sure we have many listeners who have been to the Ardlin, because I know that my audience is just filled with people with great taste. So,
absolutely.
I'm so glad we finally caught up with each other. I know you, between the two of us, it's next to impossible to find the intersection of both of us being available at the same time.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for making the time today. John Ryan, better known as John Ardlin, the proprietor and managing director of the Ardlin Hotel in County Galway. And you can go to sabrams.com, and in the show notes, there's a spot for you to click right through. If you've got friends who missed this interview and you want them to hear it because you want to make plans together, they can click and hear the archived and podcast interviews that will be posted at the site, sabrams.com, in just a few days. Thank you for joining us. Everybody else, stay with me. We have so much more, and we've got 2 hours more. So if you lose us at any point, you can find us online, sabrams.com, travelers411.com. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
You may hear angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.